freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Welcome back, everyone, to Patriot Coalition Live. I'm Matthew Nugent.
And I'm Jason Marocek.
Thanks for joining us today. Our goal is to create a timeless resource to teach about the U.S. Constitution and the proper role of government, the importance of America's Judeo-Christian heritage, and how to defend against threats to our republic. We want to engage members of our armed forces, veterans, first responders, and the patriots who support them in the noble professions. We also want to engage teenagers who want to be patriots and serve our country in some medium or fashion. We want to reach out to young soldiers, sailors, Marine, airmen, Coast Guard folks, and space troopers. That's right. And for those of you who are in the Space Force, reach out to us. We'd love to know how to address you and what to call you. But also, your support's important to us. Please go to patriotcoalitionlive.com/support and help us out there. So weekly episodes are available Tuesday mornings where you get your podcasts from, places like iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast. Also at patriotcoalitionlive.com, you can either listen to these or see these, okay? So, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas time. And so we are going to read the original Christmas story, which is
that's right.
The birth of Jesus Christ.
That's right. And, you know, the U.S. Constitution, it does give us many rights. And two of the most important ones are the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. And as liberties go, they're like muscles, right? We have to exercise them in order for them not to atrophy or to go away. So today we are going to exercise our rights of the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. Matt and I, we are Christians. And so we are going to read the story of the birth of Jesus from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20.
This is the King James Version. There are dozens of versions. So King James Version, please follow along with us, folks.
Okay. The birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Amen.
Amen.
So, and there you have it, everyone, the original story of Christmas, the birth of Christ, Luke chapter 2. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to everyone from our families and the Patriot Coalition Live.
There you go. Bye now.